Good morning.
Tell us about the Mercedes-Benz GLA 250 4MATIC. What is that exactly?
Well, it's their new entry-level SUV, kind of the cute ute category, sort of going against things like the BMW X1, even the Toyota 4Runner or that new Lexus NT, Volkswagen Tiguan, this kind of thing. And it's right. it's very small. It's kind of, I believe it's built on the CLA sedan chassis, which is a front-drive chassis, but of course the 4MATIC means it's all-wheel drive, and that's really what you want in an SUV. Really nice. I mean, it comes with an inline four cylinder engine. It's only 208 horsepower, but it's 258 pound-feet of torque, so that helps make up for it.
And
I really like this thing. Nice transmission. It's comfortable to be in. I mean, it's a Mercedes-Benz. How bad can it be, right?
Yeah.
I've had a few people tell me that they thought it was really ugly, and I really didn't get that. I thought the AMG version was really ugly because they stuck this big, silly-looking wing on the back of it.
Right.
But the actual GLA itself, I thought was a really nice car. Enjoyed driving it a lot. I think they're going to sell a lot of these things. It's opening Mercedes-Benz up to a new bunch of people who probably could not have afforded one before, because this thing starts at $37,200, which, you know, for a Mercedes-Benz, that's not bad.
Yeah, that is rather good. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell us about the BMW 435i. They call this the Grand Coupe.
Grand Coupe, Grand G-R-A-N. So, yes. Yes, this is about a year after BMW decided to split the 3 Series off into two cars, because you used to be able to get the 3 Series as a sedan or as a two-door coupe. So they split that off and they made the two-door the 4 Series. So now what we have with this 4 Series Grand Coupe is a four-door hatchback 4 Series. I don't get that at all, but, you know.
Four-door hatchback.
They don't consult me, and BMW generally drives me nuts anyway. They're fantastic cars to drive. I couldn't live with one. But that said, this one comes with the typical, well, the one I had the inline six-cylinder engine, so 300 horsepower, lots of poop. It drives really nicely. You can also get a four-cylinder version with 241 horsepower, probably adequate, but get the six. It's a lot nicer. It starts at 54.9. And, you know, again, it was a great car to drive. BMW has stolen one feature here from Ford. You've probably seen it in the commercials where they walk up to the back of the car, wave their foot underneath the bumper, and the hatch opens up.
Yeah, yeah.
This thing does that too. And it worked every time I tried it until I had my hands actually full of stuff.
Isn't that the way? This is also an X-Drive version of a BMW, right?
That's right. It's all-wheel drive.
Right.
Again, it's a beautiful car to drive, but typical BMW, I mean, to get out of the car, you have to pull the door handle twice. Once unlocks it and once opens it. Even to open the hood, it says, you know, pull the handle twice. You have to press the button twice to stop the engine.
What?
I don't know what it is. Yeah. I mean, and how many years have I been driving cars? How many years have I been presetting radio stations into the, into the buttons for the radio?
Right.
I still can't figure out how to do it in a BMW.
Wow.
It's not a push and hold, eh?
Well, I thought it was, and sometimes it seems to be, but other times you use the little knobby thing and save them that way, but then you've got to use the little knobby thing to, you know, to actually get at the stations. You press the buttons and it goes, huh?
Yeah. Wow. Well, it's first world problems for sure. That's right.
But again, you know, it was great to drive.
Cool.
I think they should have called it a three, because it's a four-door, but... What do I know?
Jim Brace, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You'll find written reviews at live88.5.com and then click on Startup. Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.